you will actually have more influence and a greater purpose right where God has placed you, if you'll be open to that purpose and to the people that God has put in your life right where you are, rather than stepping beyond that and ignoring those who are around you, because it's easier, it's more fun to go somewhere else, pick your own neighbors. G.K. Chesterton has a wonderful article, and he talks about, you know, the classic case of the small town boy who grows up and he feels too constrained by his little small town, and so he's going to grow up and go to university and see the big wide world. And he says, you know, actually, he wants to leave the small town because it's too big for him. And he wants to go to university in the big city because it's actually smaller. Because when he goes to university in the big city, he'll choose to hang around with people who only think like him and act like him and have his priorities. Whereas in his small community, he was forced to deal with people who thought he was an idiot and who didn't agree with him. And, you know, it's this idea that we love to choose our own path, we love to choose our own neighbor, but that God actually has a deep purpose for us in putting us right where we are, and that's where we need to find both our joys and our crosses.